Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment, shenanigans alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm John O'Lobster. Keep off the moors. Stick to the road. This is Legends of Halloween.
Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
You like that?
Yeah, I love it, but this... Yeah, sure, that was a horror movie, sure.
In 1981, okay. It was an American Werewolf in London.
It's a horror comedy. John Landis, he does movies like Animal House, Spies Like Us, Trading Places, Coming to America. He also dabbles in horror films, but this is kind of like right in his wheelhouse. It's surrealist. There's comedy, there's horror, there's... lots of gore, surprisingly, but yeah, this is American Werewolf in London.
You remember? You know what I remembered of that movie for some reason? I remember it was a horror classic that I saw it in class, and that it was kind of pretty good. And then I remember which state I was when I was in film school, and then we watched
the state. Were you in?
I was in an art school state. The Statues of Limitation has not lifted everything yet. But
as a casual fan, does it hold up?
No. Oh. The one scene's hold up. The one scene does hold up.
Which one? Transformation scene?
The transformation scene.
Okay.
But that's it.
I'd never seen it before.
The movie is so aged. It's so not great. It's like the Scream of... that time, without going that far.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, one cool thing about 1981, three werewolf-themed horror movies came out, and this was one of them. The Howling came out, and there was another one, but now I can't remember. But this is like, it's kind of taking the horror movie tropes and also playing with them a little bit. I like it. Again, it references... Wolfman, Claude Rains, it's all there, Lon Chaney. But at the same time, they're like, we're going to take it in some weird directions. We'll talk about them later on. But I think John Landis wanted to make this movie since the 60s and basically had to make a lot of very successful movies in order to get to make this one.
I could, you know what? I can actually see that. And what makes that movie interesting to me, anyway, is that referential part to older movies. And they're not really subtle about it. They actually name them and all that jazz.
There's like almost Scooby-Doo in the middle, right? Like when they're in the English village and they're like, we should have sent him out on the road. The thing, I didn't hear nothing. It's very cartoony.
It is.
You made me miss. I never miss.
I never miss the board.
Is it me or I'm the only one who saw Daredevil? Saw Colin Farrell. I miss.
Oh, no. I totally saw Peter Capaldi sitting
in
the
theater. Yeah.
I was like, wait, is that Peter Capaldi? And I had to check IMDb, and his earliest credit is like 82.
So it's not him.
Don't think that it's him unless he's uncredited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, I approached this as a classic, and I think that was a very big mistake.
Well, you're approaching it as a classic, but it's over 30 years old.
Yeah. Vintage is 25 years old and up. This is, what, 40 or something now? Almost. It's 30. Yeah. So, you know, I see it that... The reputation of this movie. I'm going to be totally honest. I've been honest from the start. I didn't really like it. I appreciate a lot of it, but didn't really like it. But I know this is seen as like groundbreaking cinema. I see a bunch of trope. I need to remember that maybe it created the trope.
Sure.
I don't know a lot about that genre. That's why the Legends of Horror are going to be interesting to me. I don't know a lot about horror movie.
I kind of have to stick with Legends of Halloween, because on Art House Legends, we did Art House of Horror.
So oh, sorry.
I figure if we do Legends of Halloween, we're safe.
Legends of Halloween, I like it.
Are they going to get mad? I don't know. And we're not, again, this isn't like straight horror. This is funny. You know, there's certainly body horror elements to it. There's a lot of visual gags. But, Beef, you're quiet.
They say a madman has a strength of 10. I don't know.
They do say that.
It just seemed...
How'd you know that? How'd you know that? Look at my paper.
I mean, when I get mad, I have maybe like 2.5.
I like the werewolf changing back to the human right away in the beginning after they shot him. You know,
where's the
Chekhov's transformation?
Yeah, but where's the fur?
It retracts right away.
It's
back inside the body. Mm-hmm. The fur goes back
magic.
Inside the body.
Dark magic.
My dog lose so much air. You're telling me that the fur goes back inside the body?
Only when they die, you know.
He ate people. He like ingested human flesh, and he wakes up in the zoo. You think that's he's just digesting it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Now he has a smaller stomach.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very convenient that he was in a coma for 3 weeks.
Yes.
If we're story-wise, yes. It's very convenient that the girl fell in love with him while he was in the coma.
If Teen Wolf has taught us anything, there's nothing convenient about being a werewolf.
Oh, and she's so hot, that button nose.
Jenny Agutter.
Yeah. What was with, like, the bumbling idiot Scotland Yard guy?
I don't know.
That is such a trope. That's such, like, an English movie trope.
Yeah.
That you have the one bumbling assistant who actually, like, solves the cases, and the one super pompous asshole cop that can't tell his ass from his elbow that takes all the credit.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, that guy gets his head bit off, you know.
That was the best part of the end of the movie. I was like, yeah, he got his head off. Yeah, yay.
Jack was sufficiently rotting away, which was cool.
Yeah, he progressed throughout the film.
That first time he came back, though, that flap of skin on his neck that kept jiggling really wanted to help me barf.
Yeah, the last one in the porno theater was more of a Tale from the Crypt guy.
So funny. That's the scene I remember from watching this on TV.
Yeah, but because remember porn, of course. Yeah,
right.
No, it's okay.
No.
It's okay.
Like, I don't remember what they were watching. I just thought they were at the movies. And I remember him, like, being kind of freaked out that he's there rotting in the theater. And I was like, wait, what is going on in this movie? But I don't remember there being a porno, because it was on just regular cable television, not HBO or anything. So
dude,
I don't know what they subbed the movie out with in that
all game. Orgies all the time every Wednesday.
When that guy was running through the tube and you saw the poster boards or whatever you want to call it, the posters, I'm like, holy fuck, what if this is just some advertising from 81 about, I mean, you think of how New York was all seedy, maybe London was too, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they bring it back, and I'm like, oh, you sneaky bastards.
Chekhov porno poster.
Poster, porno
poster. That's a good call.
It's something. But Shark Tackle mentioned something while we were watching the end of the movie, is that in Thriller from Michael Jackson, there's at the end of the, you know, not the fun part, the other part, they say every Wednesday. I was like, see you next Wednesday. Yeah. So, you know, the effect, the style, Thriller.
Running through the dreams of running through the woods and just fucking macking down on a deer.
Yeah,
that would be kind of creepy.
Dream inside a dream.
Can we talk about the Nazi?
Yeah, the
werewolf Nazi death squad.
The
that we
wolf
had there?
Stormtroopers I have, or the wolf SS.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Wolfen SS.
Oh, my God.
That was weird.
Wolfenstein, yeah.
Yeah, Wolfenstein.
My new one comes out soon, by the way.
With the biting and scratching and the fleas.
Shall I be forced to feed you? Sure.
Hello. Yeah. Okay, but Nazi Werewolf Death Squad, seriously, like, that part of the... When that hit in the theaters, there were people that, like, walked out. They're just
why?
Like,
it's so
movie.
Cheesy.
I liked it when it was the dream inside of a dream. When she's like, here, I know what will help you. Some light. Ah! Yeah, that was good. No.
Are you ready to read this?
No. There's so much more that I want to talk about.
Oh, the shared shower is a great first date, too.
So the wolf's bloodline has to end.
Right.
So your friend is trying to convince you to commit suicide.
Kind of awkward.
Your brain.
And he's like,
why wouldn't you? Beef.
What?
You need to kill yourself. Come on. We all...
Or we're gonna have trouble.
I'd probably have to kill at least 6 or 12 people on my first couple nights as a werewolf.
You'd have to be in the taxi, and the taxi driver, oh, you know, it's terrible. What's going on? Oh, what's that? The murders,
right?
What?
The Ripper style killings.
You know, the worst part is that all that would happen. I was like, I don't remember what I did last night. Like. Last month
every night.
Yeah, like most nights. So how is this different than any other night? I don't remember.
That's a good thing to strive to. Listeners, try to be like Wing.
That's right.
I like when he was about to turn that first night, and all the animals in the neighborhood were just getting pissy with him.
Getting pissy with him. Dun, 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 dun.
Just pissing off cats and dogs and creepy girls in the street.
Well, he might become a werewolf only in the head. Like, come on, Doc.
Well, she's the worst nurse ever, too, because she's like, oh, yeah, you might have a problem. He's like, okay, I'm turning crazy. I'm seeing things. I'm talking to people. And she's like, oh, more sex will get things better.
You just need to fuck it out of you.
She's not wrong.
It's the worst writing ever. I mean,
She wanted it just because her friend snuck a peek. Oh, he must be at what you say. He must be a Jew. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's common. She's a nurse, and she doesn't know it's common medical practice for most people to snip the ping pong.
Hey, if you look in the media recently, like, three nurses were fired because they look at a man's penis. So, suspended, not fired. Suspended.
Very true.
He was deceased, and they were still commenting. That was the problem.
So you think the transformation scene holds up?
Yes.
Well, except a couple of parts where I'm like, you actually should have put a little bit of stuff in his face just so that it matched the end and everything. But the fact that they didn't use CGI and it's mostly practical and it's done with the cuts works super well. And that fur, that man is furry and healthy and it looks real.
It feels very... Shit, the station with Kurt Russell, the thing. It feels very the thing. The effects look so good to me.
Same years about, so that would make sense. Is it Jim Henson that make the special effect? Because we do have Frank Oz and Kermit and Miss Piggy in this movie. So
it's a good cameo.
He's actually credited on IMDb as like the crazy doctor and Miss Piggy. I was like, seriously. Seriously. But that was the time where Frank Oz was doing cameo in the Blues Brothers from the filmmaker.
Also directed by John Landis.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess that's why he wasn't there.
Mommy, a naked American man stole my balloons. Hey, kid, come over here. I need your balloons.
I need your balloons.
I was listening to that. I was like, oh, my God, this sounds so bad.
Waking up in the wolf enclosure in the zoo.
Yeah.
With the wolf respecting you.
Yeah, the wolf's like alpha.
And then he's all fired up and rejuvenated after his first transformation.
He's ready to fuck. He's like, meow.
I think he already did fuck. He probably had some lady wolves, and then now he's like, hey, lady human.
Oh, and that when the homeless guy's dog ran off? Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I meant the in the enclosure.
Oh, okay.
Before he changed, you know. That's why they respected him in the morning.
Oh.
Sure.
Let's go with that. One night stand.
You know.
Oh, what the hell with that? He walks in. She shows the bedroom. She's like, I had 7 lovers. 3 of them were one night stand. Sure. Here's my sexual history. Yep. Do you want to be Mr. Number 8? What the fuck is that?
She's good with it. She lives alone. It's all fine.
She lives alone. She's comfortable in her sexuality. She doesn't mind if 4 of them are one night stands. You know, maybe
that's
this one will last a little longer.
That's a freaking man writing that line. Come on.
The only male she talks to repeatedly says no.
That's true. No, no. Have you slept? No. Do you like it? No.
I'd like it. I'd totally like it. Sorry.
On the IMDb, you see the picture of what she looks like now. I totally like it.
There's a running gag in the show Coupling that she's their number one fantasy.
Really?
There's a couple films. Well, she's in Logan's Run.
Okay.
And then she's completely nude in Equus.
What?
So you can watch that if you want.
Yay. There's a website for that, by the way.
Yeah, sure. I know, but you got to pay for it.
Sequels, long time coming, right? American Werewolf in Paris.
You know what? The problem with that right now is that I had good memories of this movie, like American Werewolf in London. And I feel a little bit burned. I have actually very good memories of American Werewolf in London, finding it through very funny. And now I'm like,
you won't always have Paris.
Well, Paris is, I don't know, never been to Paris. I'm not
would
that
you,
friend.
Would you go back and rewatch that one?
It's not on the list this year. Let's see next year.
There's talk of Max Landis directing a remake.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything by Max Landis is going to be weird and kind of funny.
Yeah, I really liked Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. That was a lot of fun.
Did they get a second season? Because at the end of this one, I'm like, I need more. I need more. That was very good.
Season 2 premieres on my wedding day.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That'll be
a little present for you.
Little present.
What are you doing that weekend?
Well, we're staying in and watching television, obviously. Duh. I mean, we're not going to see any other people.
I know. Okay, that was a bad joke. Let's move on.
Let's see. So the end of the movie. Okay. Well, first off, soundtrack. Soundtrack.
Pretty good.
In this, I give an A.
Anybody felt in like Ferris Bueller Day Off in the middle because of the soundtrack?
Well, what's kind of fun with this movie is it takes these sort of classic rock and roll tunes and turns them into almost like ironically. Yeah, it uses them ironically. One, they all have Moon in the title, which is funny. It starts with Sam Cooke's Blue Moon. There's another version of Blue Moon, then the Marcells, Bad Moon Rising, Moon Dance. It's kind of fun the way they weave that through. And yeah, they all have like major scenes in the film, including the transformation scene, which is pretty good. And the way they use the music there. And I love the very end of the film where you're just looking at his naked corpse. And then it's the smash cut to black credits.
With the music,
yeah.
Yeah, we started to laugh at that moment. We're like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what the hell did we just watch?
Yeah, that's a little bit like how I felt at the end of the movie.
I'll still take that over 6 pretend endings.
Oh, what? Like it all worked out happily ever after.
And then, yeah, then there's the jump cut of something else. And then there's the, oh, he really scratched another guy. And then there's this and that. And then they finally kill the last guy. Or, you know what I mean? All movies nowadays try to fool you with 8 different endings. So, I don't know. This was slightly refreshing.
Definitely. I think it, like, if they had done the, oh, there's love's true kiss has ended the curse or something God. Like that. No, he's a werewolf. There is no cure. The only cure is a bullet. It doesn't have to be a silver bullet. Don't be stupid. That's it. And they didn't even do the, you get to see his best friend going on to heaven or wherever it was he needed to go. They never resolved that. It's just, he's dead. End of movie.
I mean, they didn't need to tie it all up. It was like, here's your movie. Moving on.
Moving on, credits.
Are you ready to read it?
Did you stay till the end of the credits?
Oh, hell no.
No, I didn't. What happened?
There's a couple interesting things in there. All representations are fictional. No similarities between people living, dead, or undead are purely coincidental.
Oh, my God.
Cute.
And then they wish Prince Charles and Diana Spencer a happy wedding.
Ooh, mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. It was the curse of the werewolf movie.
Hey, watch out.
I am ready to rate it, sir.
I think we're ready.
Yay!
Oh, God. Wing for American Werewolf in London. Are you going legendary?
Over the moon.
Legend of its time.
John Landis, your land. John Landis, my land.
Cult legend.
Nazi Werewolf Death Squad.
Awesome.
Howliday Inn.
Entertaining.
Wolf Blitzer.
Mabel.
I'd rather watch See You Next Wednesday.
Forgettable.
Don't go out tonight, for it's bound to take your life. There's a bathroom on the right.
Abysmal.
Belongs in a gutter.
Spring Breakers Highlander.
The Wolfman 2010.
That's arsh.
With a side of nostalgia, guilty pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side of carnivorous lunar activities / British people.
Oh, God. I guess I should probably say cult legend or even legend of its time. That's probably why we made that category. But I'm not rating the movie that I've heard about. I'm rating the movie that I've seen. And I think I'd rather watch See You Next Wednesday. That was Mabel. Watch the transformation scene on YouTube. You're set. You're good. You don't need the rest of that bullshit. I mean, the rest of the movie is mostly how can we not see the werewolf too much so it's still believable. And let's just throw a bunch of stuff in there. The movie doesn't seem to know what it is that much. Okay, I guess that in the history book, it came out as the Scream of that time. Okay, that was like self-referential of a horror movie and all that. Today, yeah, that's basically like a movie homework. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'd rather watch See You Next Wednesday. Beef?
Oh, I can't go that harsh. I gotta... Shit, maybe I can. I gotta go Cult Legend, or Legend of Its Time. I gotta go that. I gotta.
Oh, we're going high.
I gotta go that. I mean, I didn't have a lot of fun with it, but it did stuff back in the day. It made this shit, you know, all you ever hear about is this. I hear about this movie all the time. I've never actually watched it. I found it kind of fun, even though I felt like I drank too much NyQuil. Because it is God, like yes. A bad trip. I mean, all of a sudden sure. He's running through the woods vividly and like... but yeah, she was fun to watch. The movie was whacked out. Their friendship is exactly how I could picture Wing haunting me when he dies.
Yes.
You know, so
you'd
like,
be ready. I'm going to haunt you everywhere, even in porn.
Oh, good. You're not going to haunt me. You're just going to haunt me. He'll bring my aunts around. yeah, I'm going to go screw that. I'm going to go Legend of Its Time with a side order of carnivorous lunar activities and British people because I like both of those.
Very good. Cult legend for me. This is Nazi Werewolf Death Squad territory. This is such a fun movie, and it's such a fun movie to watch, to enjoy the craft of movies. I think so many horror films take themselves far too seriously and are all about setting you up for a jump scare and then not really giving you anything to sink your teeth into. I think this is a movie that it makes you think about the implications. It makes you think about how there's this village somewhere in the north of England that just has just been tolerating werewolves and just stays in the pub on full moon.
I don't
night.
Understand how they haven't killed the werewolf or werewolves or whatever the plural
the
is.
Curse. It's the curse of these parts, man. So they just hang out there and drink their beer, no food. And
no
that, that pentagram is 200 years old.
We thought about painting over it, but it's got character.
It's got character. No, it's the no food part. It's like, yeah, we're all on a liquid diet.
The slaughtered lamb, for sure. I didn't hear nothing. and they all tell racist jokes and hang out. It's fine. Like, this is all fine.
That Mexican racist joke is actually kind of actual right now. Which
remember the Alamo. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, I think this is a well-made film. Are there parts of it that it shows its age? Yeah, probably in the pacing and in some of the shots. But by and large, this is fine. Like, this is, if not a great movie, it's like a good B horror movie. And it's a funny horror comedy, which there aren't really that many of until we get much more recently.
Slither.
Yes, Slither, Shaun of the Dead, for sure. This is kind of like the thing that they do. It makes it fun. So, cult legend for me, I think this is a great way to kick off a October of fun, scary-ish movies.
October!
Let the listener know what's coming up, since for once we have a schedule for the next couple of weeks, and that I'm, well, be supposed to follow it if I can pose a cast.
I'll be following it. So,
yeah, we have been putting episodes out sort of promptly recently, which is bizarre.
Weekly, yeah, I know.
If you think that you're in the Twilight Zone, do not adjust your television or your podcasting device. We are coming to you
next week. After this, you will get the Dead Zone,
mm-hmm.
and then Brotherhood of the Wolf Wing. Do it right.
I thought I said we should not watch it. I'm not watching the 3-hour version of this movie. Somebody else does it.
We
I'm
can
not
watch
doing
the
it.
Short version. That's fine.
What's it called in French?
Le Pacte des Loups.
Le Pacte des
and
Loups.
Is there a shorter version?
Oh, that was good. The short version is like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something.
All right,
the
that's
long
the
version
one
is like 3 hours and some odds. It's long.
All right, well, we won't watch that. After Le Pacte des Loups, we are watching, I think I just
wow, that
Pooper.
Was good too.
We're watching Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, and to finish it off for the weekend, probably right after Halloween, you will get Slither from us.
Ooh. I'll miss Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. I'll be on my honeymoon, but I'll try to make my wife watch
what,
it.
What, you're not watching our podcasting movie on your honeymoon?
You thought you were going to watch other TV. This will just fit nicely right in there.
Right, exactly. Maybe I'll see you in my dream Warriors.
Okay,
that got creepy. I didn't think that would be the sequel to Warriors, but the Warriors. Warriors.
Last word on American Werewolf in London.
Werewolf.
I got nothing. Honestly, it got me speechless. You need to leave that pause there. I don't know.
Easy, nurse.
Piccadilly Circus. Beef, what time is it?
News time.
I still don't know.
Blue Moon.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle, actually took the box office.
It did, kind of.
Yeah. Well, it cost $104 million, and it made like $60 in the first weekend overall.
I guess Kingsman 1 was good. A surprise hit, right? Kingsman 1 was a surprise hit. It did better than people, I think, expected.
Why do people that make a good movie that they release in February decide to move it to some odd date every time after? Just stick to what worked.
Okay,
to be honest, any of you have seen the new Kingsman?
No.
I don't think I watched the first one. Oh, you
what?
Did? Oh,
okay. I don't think so. I don't think I saw the first one.
You might have to revisit.
I think we all liked the first one, but
I mean, I'll probably like it if I watch it. But
I didn't see it because the review were like it became very slapstick, and that was the only thing in the last movie I didn't really like. The there was a lot of good humor, but sometimes it was going a little bit too much over the top, which took me out of the movie. If that's most of what it is, I'm not that interested.
Yeah, but you can't rely on reviews. We've talked about this for how long. The first reviews for The Matrix were crappy. I mean, go use your own melon, man.
But at this point, I'm not talking just about reviews. I'm talking about reviews from friends. You know, people that you trust that watch the same shit.
Are these the same people that like Mother or don't like Mother?
It's the same people that told me you should make your own mind about that movie because it's very hard to give an opinion. It's an art piece. So, I think
you also had American Assassin come out like the week before. You have, I don't know. It seems who was clamoring for this movie? Maybe if it had come out in August when August was dead.
I was clamoring for that to become more serious, not more slapstick. That's the thing. I was seeing that as the heir apparent of James Bond if they made it correctly and
I don't know, Fast and the Furious or
Triple
or,
X, you know.
Yeah, Triple X, whatever.
Oh god, I watched Triple X 3. Oh god. No. I love the first one so much. Why did they do that again?
You're so lame. We just watched that too. I love the first one so much.
Calm, bitches, calm. All right. Let's talk about news. Kind of a slow news week.
Yeah, but there was Star Trek, and Star Trek was kind of badass.
Let's just talk about Star Trek. Anybody watch the first episode?
I watched both.
You watched
first
both?
And the second one, yeah.
I only got to watch the first one because...
He probably stole it online, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm in Canada. CBS All Access doesn't play here. If I want to see this, they basically tell me steal it somewhere.
Yeah,
so I stole it.
So the premiere, the first episode was on television, so you could watch it on TV. And then they're like, okay, well, if you want to watch more, pay $5.99 per month or $9.99 if you don't want commercials.
Like any good drug dealer, they get you hooked for free.
They get you hooked. The first one's free, man. First one's free. Come on. Come on. You want the Star Trek? Come on. I got the Star Trek, man. This will beam you up.
Was it worth it? I mean, I like Orville. Orville was fun. I watched the first
Orville's
three episodes
of that. Yeah, Orville's been great. I watched the first three. It's not a Seth MacFarlane comedy. It's... basically Star Trek.
That's it. That's not what I wanted it to be, if that makes sense.
But I think they're testing the water with the comedy, because there's comedy. It's just not as punchy in the face with it. It's there. It's just underhanded.
I mean, episode 3 was super messagey.
Yes, it was a little more messagey than I thought they'd go to in the first five episodes.
I did not really see that coming. I thought this is going to be Galaxy Quest, I guess.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. That isn't what they did. That's not what they delivered at all.
Nope.
But
I think he snuck that in. I think he's like, he really wants to make a Star Trek. I'm going to sell them on some sort of goofy comedy. And yeah.
But be honest now. Have you watched the second episode of Star Trek?
No, I just said I hadn't. I didn't want to pay for the thing.
Okay. But
and I still don't want to pay for the thing. And if they make me pay for the thing, it's also now one of the top, it's in the top 10 pirated shows on websites that do that thing. So I don't really think that the people who they expect to bankroll this show are going to bankroll this show.
Okay, but I'm going to go a little bit farther. Small spoiler alert, not huge spoiler alert, but small spoiler alert. This 2-hour show, let's say like it's around like around the feature length movie time, if you put episode together, it's basically Brian Fuller Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the spoiler I'm gonna give right here. You never see the Discovery in that Discovery show. This is a self-contained story, and I think they're shooting themselves in the foot with that, because okay, yes, I'm curious to watch the other one because, again, I'm honest, they don't give me really much choice in Canada than to steal it if I want to watch it, so I'm going to find some ways to watch it. So I'm going to watch it, but would I pay $5.99 for CBS All Access or whatever they want to call
that? Do you think they'll switch this after a few months of seeing people just pirate the shit out of it, and they'll be like, all right, we'll put it on CBS so maybe like regular advertisers get their way with it?
Well,
maybe. I don't know.
I mean... I think a couple things can happen. One is they can say, well, we tried it. The nerds didn't support it. Therefore, Star Trek is dead again. The other thing that they can do is say, well, we invested the money in these episodes and no one's really paying to watch them. So we might as well show them on broadcast and have advertisers, you know, pay, and they can show the same episodes again because, you know, the people that watch CBS don't know how to use a Roku. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. So they can say, well, here's our mid-season replacement. You watch the pilot, so here is Star Trek Discovery, and sell advertising dollars for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if either one's going to be successful. I really don't. I really don't think that the demographic that watches CBS is that into Star Trek, and I don't think they're the people that are going to get hooked on a show and figure out how to watch it online. I think the people that watch that want to watch it are, like Wing said, are going to watch it, and they're probably not going to pay money for it.
Yeah, the thing is that the greenlit season 2 based on the the people that already subscribed before the show and stuff like that. Now it's to see if it's going to sustain enough for them. Because another show that's the most pirated show on the internet is Game of Thrones.
Right.
HBO is still living on a dragon economy. Let's be honest,
yeah,
they're still
but
making
they make a
bank.
Phenomenal show and they get paid all across the board. I don't want to have to get another service just for the show.
Have you watched the Star Trek episode?
Here's the thing.
I haven't, but I don't want to pay for another service just for...
It's not,
I agree, but
it's
phenomenal.
It's not, did you watch it? It's not, did you watch it? It's, did you go to work and people wanted to talk to you about it?
Yes.
People want to watch Game of Thrones because it is the water cooler show of the moment, right? It's the, you go to work on...
It's the now lost, yeah.
You go to work on Monday, it aired on Sunday night, people want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, you have to shun people if you haven't watched it. Like, don't.
Okay, so my point with Star Trek is, I went to work and I said, oh, you know, did you watch the new Star Trek? Oh, what new Star Trek? It aired here 40 minutes late because of football. It was supposed to air at 8 o'clock or whatever, 9 o'clock, I don't know. It aired like 40 minutes late due to a football overrun. And I think most of the people watched, they probably watched the first half. And it did, like the first half, the first hour, doesn't really end on any sort of, I mean, it kind of ends on a cliffhanger. It just kind of ends, right? It's like they just ran out of time. And then you're like, was that it? Is there more? I don't know. It didn't. Okay, you need the best of both worlds cliffhanger to get people to sign up for the streaming service. It really didn't have that.
Yeah, to be honest, that's one of the things. Yeah,
you very easily could have had, and this is a little spoilery. And again, I'm sorry, guys. You very easily could have had the captain put the first officer in the airlock and say, okay, for insubordination and dereliction of duty, you know, you are hereby banished or whatever,
Okay, that's at this point that I need to stop you, okay? Your idea is so good, okay? They are so good that they are in the second episode.
Okay, but that's where you should end the first one.
I know.
Make people go, wait, what? And then... Okay.
But that's it. Do you know what you said? Again, fucking spoiler on that thing. I freaking hope you watched it because that's what they end on for you to subscribe to watch the rest of the season.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's basically that.
That should have been on the broadcast.
Agreed.
If you want people to buy in, you really have to hook them. I don't know.
Yeah, but honestly, if you can find some ways to see that thing like in its 2 hour full glory, it's really good. It's funny because online all the purists don't like it because there's some problem with it, some technology like holograms and shit like that. But beside that, it's a good show. It was better than the last two movies I've seen.
Beyond was fun. Stop it.
Yeah, Beyond was
fun. I know. I'm not digging on Beyond. I love Beyond. But to be honest, that's one of the things that Lobster just said. The thing I watched didn't stop.
Yeah,
I didn't have an in between like next week. It just went.
No, this was okay. The episode ended. Now switch to your streaming device or whatever and watch.
Yeah, for me, it was already on a streaming device, so it just, like, went to black and kept going. Actually, it recapped me the last episode, which I was like, huh.
Just watch that. Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of fall TV and other stuff, is there anything else you guys are particularly excited for this season?
Well, there's that little show called Westworld, but I think it's just going to ming out next year.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a fall premiere.
No, I think, The Expanse isn't until next year either, but that I'm really excited for.
Season I'm excited three. For the return of the DC Universe, but sure. Which show is going to be the good show this year? You know, at this point, it's you never know which one. The first year of Legends of Tomorrow, that was very good. The first year of Flash, that was very good. Last year, Arrow was stellar. Who knows which one's going to be good this year? Probably Supergirl is going to be the star this year. I don't know, but they're making good TV right now.
Black Lightning, is that a mid-season or is that...
It's an in-between season, if I understood correctly. But if you want to know more about that, you should listen to the Starling Tribune on the Gunna Geek Network.
I'm looking forward to Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to season 2 of Stranger Things.
Yes.
That's already coming?
Wow. October 27th, the day before my birthday.
I want to binge watch the first season again.
I'm looking forward to... Well, I've been enjoying The Orville. That's fun.
I'm going to try to watch Star Trek, but...
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm looking forward to the CW shows. They all are fun. I like them.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Gotham this year.
Gotham?
A lot.
That is also a show that is on television.
Yeah, but last year... Part of last season was so good, and the way it ended up, I need to know what they're gonna do with it at this point. I'm totally bought in their alternate weird universe, but that kid they cast as Bruce Wayne just grew up like Poison Ivy and became like a huge dude. It's impressive.
Long game I'm looking forward to in November. Marvel's Runaways on Hulu. I think that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
There's also on Fox this show called The Gifted, which is, I guess, an X-Men type spinoff. Right?
Yes. Isn't that actually like X-Men by Bryan Singer?
Maybe.
I think it is.
That might be okay.
So a lot of good TV coming next year.
And where's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Give me that. Give me that back.
Why?
Not Inhumans. Not interested.
I want my Star Wars Rebels, though. That was good last year.
Cool. Anyway, you can watch television on television or wherever you get things that are on television.
Does television still exist? I mean, I have a screen with a computer on it.
You have a screen with the thing you watch, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
In movies, well, no, I have another trailer dump. Marvel's The Punisher on Netflix, official trailer. Some Metallica there for you.
Yeah, I heard this and I went, I got to go back and listen to this song.
I think that's a bit violent, but that's okay.
We're American.
Wait, a show about The Punisher is violent?
I know.
I mean, he's not going to spend the movie poking people with popsicles?
Are you being honest, Wing, or are you just being...
I'm being an ass, dude.
Okay. I was going to say, because a lot of people nowadays are freaking out about that, and it's like, come on.
Are you serious? No. I watched that, and I was like, okay, they got it. They finally got
it.
Right.
It finally looks good.
Oh, he likes guns.
Yeah, and you know what? After that, Disney's going to have to be like, we need to leave this on Netflix. No way we can put that on our channel.
Sure.
And that's why they're going to keep these show there, because Netflix is going to make them so freaking edgy, they're never going to be able to put that on their own network.
And Murder on the Orient Express, again, trailer 2. This is kind of a dark horse for me. This winter's fall, late fall, I think it's in November. Yeah. I think it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we'll see what happens when it pops. But
I mean, there's a lot of big movies that are coming out this fall/winter, but I think this is going to be kind of a fun. They're doing some 70mm showings of it too, which I think
that's cool,
nifty to see.
Yeah, and in other randomish news, Star Wars Episode 8 is done. like done.
Yeah.
Special effects and all, people saw it. It's
Porgs?
It's done. But it's just impressive because last time they finished it like 2 weeks before they needed to show it. Now, after, with all the crap that happened at Lucasfilm for other movies, this one is actually on time, yeah. Even better than on time. That's impressive.
Good. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
Other news that we want to chat about, or?
I got nothing.
No, I don't like football. Let's move on.
Shall we enter a coma? And oh, this guy has this. This next movie has a guy in a coma too. The Dead Zone.
Oh God.
Coma.
I've never seen The Dead Zone either, so that'll be interesting.
Wait.
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie, Wing?
No. That's why we put it on there, because I was like, this is something I know I need to see, but never did.
This is a rewatch for me. We did it on Art House of Horror a couple years ago, and this is one of my favorites.
Hey, when we started the Legends of Halloween, you were like, there's some movies I need to watch every year.
Absolutely.
This you is put one of them on the list.
This is one of them.
And the one I put on the list, you decided to get married on that weekend. So,
I like Firestarter from back in the day. That was fun and messed up.
Good.
So,
all right,
Groovy. Well, this has been episode 341 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying, Wolfie.
I'm John D saying, well, hopefully Dead Zone's going to be better.
And I'm John a Lobster saying, let's stay in the 80s.
I didn't hear nothing.
Wake me up before you go go. Wait, what?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com and KrakenCast.com. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.Lipson.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incomputech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada, Gunna Geek, or Kraken Cast. No infringement is intended.